listening to the podcast show about Nothing with Frank. Thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday, May 10th, 2011. Tomorrow's hump day. We're going to be flying out for Boston. Sorry, no road shows for this trip, but we got shows coming up on the road in June, one in Kansas City and one in Las Vegas, Nevada, live from the New York Hotel and Casino. We talked a little bit about Twitter and a couple other social media things yesterday, like what you can do with an iPad. But now, the podcast show about nothing is on Facebook. Now, you need to get out there and like us, because so far the only person liking it is me, Frank K. Raymond. My profile is also attached to it, so you can read up on me and my interests if you even care to do that. But now we're on Facebook. The page is going to get better as we go. Very much in the infancy, if even born yet, but it's there. Just go to Facebook and search for the podcast show about nothing, and you'll find the page. We're the only one there. Of course, our profile picture is one of Charlie winning. Seems to be the general theme that we like to embrace here at the show. So while we're stepping into that next realm of social media, we're going to try and figure out what next to tackle. If Skype was a social media site, we'd join that. Now, we know it's kind of along those lines. Communication with people across the world. But I don't know. Now that Microsoft's bought them, I don't know if I want any part of it. Here at the show, we use Mac in every instance that we can. And that's not a pitch, that's just a fact. Mac is the best for stuff like this. We do utilize a netbook of sorts, also in the mobile command studio. But that's more of a necessity situation we couldn't get around. So, we're trying to wrap our heads around this whole Facebook thing and what it adds extra to the show. Twitter is great. We can get out there and we can talk to you guys. You guys can talk to us and we can update you on what's going on with the show and update you with what's going to come of the show. And now Facebook, we can tie those two mediums together and hopefully we can achieve something that we have absolutely no idea yet as to what that is. But we will get there eventually. And once we figure out the grand scheme of what that utility offers, we'll definitely let you guys know. Probably via Twitter, which actually updates our wall on Facebook. So, bottom line, stick with us on Twitter, frank_psan. Shoot us an email, that always works, frank.psan@gmail.com. As it stands with Facebook, I still am torn between the usefulness of that tool. Personally, I don't want all my information out there. It's there for the reason of the show, for the benefit of all of you listeners across the country. Now, my personal opinion of Zuckerberg aside, and I have not seen the Facebook movie. I'm just going off what I've read. I have a very hard time supporting it. But I figure if the tool of Facebook can support this show, then maybe it has a usefulness. As for the tying together of everybody's likes and interests and setting it up to where you have to put that stuff in or you have these big gaping holes in your profile, I think that's just deplorable. If someone doesn't want to put something about themselves, then they don't want to. If you go to his site, Zuckerberg that is, the thing is locked down tighter than a bank vault, with hardly any information, with very obtuse language about what his interests are, which I think one of them is something like open-mindedness or something, which is, to me, counterproductive to him wanting everyone to share their stuff, and yet him not doing the same. Whatever, the guy's worth billions. He can do what he wants. It's his company. I just think there's a little contradiction there. And of course, that means MLB score update for today, Tuesday, May 10th. Chicago over Houston right now, the top of the 6th, 6-0. Texas over Oakland in the bottom of the 5th, 5-0. Boston losing to Toronto in the top of the 7th, 5-4. San Diego falling to Milwaukee so far, the Brew Crew, 8-0, top of the 6th. Kansas City, down by 2 runs, the New York Yankees, 3-1, top of the 8th. The game's almost over. Speaking of games that are almost over, Florida over Philly, 2-1, top of the 9th. Florida with the home field advantage. Pittsburgh taking it down from the Dodgers. Now updated, 7-2. Dodgers, top of the 8th. Seattle, so far, trailing the Orioles, top of the 9th, 5-4. Baltimore with the home field advantage. Top of the 4th, tied up, 1-1. Tampa Bay, Cleveland. Washington, Atlanta. Washington over Atlanta, 7-6, top of the 9th. Chicago Cubs losing to St. Louis, 3-2, top of the 6th. Detroit, 5-0 to Minnesota. bottom of the fourth. The New York Mets over Colorado, 4-2, bottom of the fourth. And we have two games tonight scheduled for a little bit later. The LA Angels, of course, this is in Pacific time at 7:05 with Chicago White Sox, and San Francisco Pacific time, 7:15 with Arizona. We'll be right back on the podcast Show About Nothing. This is Frank. Podcast Show About Nothing with Frank. A little better than Ezra for you there on this Tuesday, May 10th. So we're leaving for Boston tomorrow. No shows from the road, but as we've said on Twitter, that's where we're going. Hopefully we'll pick up some sights, sounds, smells, or other categories to talk about one of the shows for next week. We've been looking forward to this trip. We'll be going to Fenway for a game while we're there to bring in some more content for our MLB sections of the show. And as we've talked about Boston before in our St. Paddy's Day episode, it's a great town. We gave you some tips and tricks of the trade for if you're ever in Boston for St. Paddy's. It's a great town. Black Rose is a great place, kind of in a touristy area. But there's always the North End, the Italian part of town. We'll be going there, having some great Italian food. Pizza, hopefully, mainly, that is. But if you know any good sights or sounds to definitely experience in Boston, send us a tweet. You know the address, Frank_PSAM. We'll be looking for anything to do. We know some things to do, but any suggestions are welcome. Now, we won't be flying this airline, U.S. Airways. I've done them once, and that's it. Be interested to know your thoughts on what the best airline is from a customer satisfaction standpoint. Apparently, U.S. Airways just got the lowest satisfaction rating of any airline, which makes perfect sense to me. They're dreadful. Absolute clowns when it comes to handling passengers the right way. Let me know. Who is the best? Who's the worst? I've heard tons of different scenarios for which one is either of those two categories. Used to fly Continental a lot, then they merged, if you can call it a merger, with United. And you can just tell the service is absolutely awful. So I hate jumping ship, but and I'm a OnePass member. But it seems that we'll be setting the sun on that option. You've been listening to the podcast show by Another One Frank. We're going to end you with a song. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Every day you live a life so full of hope. Shouldn't drag your soul around you like a length of rope. You remember everything you thought your life would be. Well, it's falling through the cracks of ancient history. Whoa. Living like we've always known a different way. Will you take it all the different roads before I